From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Korea considers new U.S. military help. A South Korean official says his government is discussing what additional U.S. assets might be deployed on the Korean Peninsula. The French news agency and South Korea's Yonhap news agency reported such assets might include the nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, B-2 bombers, nuclear-powered submarines, and F-22 stealth fighter jets. The Pentagon on Monday refused to discuss specifics. The discussions come a day after the U.S. flew a long-range B-52 bomber over South Korea in an apparent response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for four suicide attacks in Iraq Monday. At least 32 people were killed in the attacks. Gunmen sprayed bullets at shoppers before blowing themselves up inside a Baghdad shopping mall in a mainly Shiite neighborhood. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan met on Monday for discussions on ways to bring peace to Afghanistan, which has been fighting Taliban insurgents for more than a decade. Pakistan is hosting the talks. Representatives of the Taliban, itself with differing factions, did not attend. Afghanistan and Pakistan are publicly disagreeing on the way forward. Six people have been killed in Sudan's West Darfur region in 3 days of unrest. Shooting broke out in El Janaina during protests by displaced people uprooted by an earlier tribal attack. A joint UN-African Union peacekeeping mission to the area is urging calm. For more information on these and other stories, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.